In this bulletin, the Prime Minister criticises Labor's aged care pledge. An investigation begins into a deadly helicopter crash north of Melbourne. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios fined thousands of dollars over match misconduct at the Miami Open. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says opposition leader Anthony Albanese does not understand the challenging nature of aged care policy based on Labor's budget response handed down last night. Mr. Albanese announced a $2.5 billion aged care package, which included pledges to ensure every aged care facility has a registered nurse on site at all hours, hire more carers, and set higher standards for meals. It would also fully fund a boost for workers in the sector through an appeal to the Fair Work Commission to set higher wages. But Mr. Morrison says Mr. Albanese does not understand the true cost of dealing with the issues within the aged care sector.
A speech doesn't solve the problem in aged care. And if he thinks what he's talking about only costs $2 billion, that only underscores that he really doesn't understand the detail and the complexity of these issues. The things we're working towards there, I believe across the parliament are shared. I think we're trying to achieve the same things. But the difference is, we've got a plan to pay for it. We've got an economic plan, which he didn't deliver last night. And we've got an understanding of the complexity of these problems and a package of over $19 billion to deal with it.
Safety experts have begun an investigation into a helicopter crash north of Melbourne that killed all five people on board. Two helicopters had left the city early yesterday on a business trip and travelled north over Mount Disappointment when one of the choppers disappeared in thick clouds. The bodies of the pilot and four passengers were found by ground crews who battled dense forests to reach the wreckage near Blair's Hut. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau has deployed a team of investigators with expertise in helicopter operations and aerospace engineering to the crash site. The Bureau expects a preliminary report into the cause of the crash in approximately 6 to 8 weeks. The body of a woman missing in floodwaters at North Lismore has been found. While she has yet to be formally identified, police believe it to be that of a 55-year-old who was reported missing on Tuesday. It comes as damaging winds and abnormally high tides are expected over southern New South Wales, while floodwaters in the north of the state recede. France and Germany insist that Russian gas deliveries will continue to be paid for in euros after the Kremlin announced that foreign buyers must pay for gas in rubles or risk having supplies cut. President Vladimir Putin signed a decree on Thursday that puts Europe at risk of losing a third of its gas supply. But French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire reiterated that his country would not be bowing to what he calls President Putin's blackmail.
We don't accept payment of the gas contracts in a different currency to the one agreed in the contract. Contracts are contracts, and the contracts need to be rigorously respected.
Meanwhile, United States President Joe Biden has announced the largest ever release from the U.S. Emergency Oil Reserve in an attempt to bring down gas prices that have soared during Russia's war with Ukraine. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is accumulating forces for powerful strikes on the Donbass region. In his daily video address, Mr. Zelensky claims that Russia is trying to install its institutions in the Kherson region controlled by Russian forces. Mr. Zelensky says that Ukrainian forces have been pushing away Russian troops in the north of the capital, Kyiv, but warns that they are now turning their resources to other major cities.
In Donbass, in Mariupol, and in Kharkiv's direction, Russian forces are amassing resources for powerful strikes. We will defend, we will do everything possible to stop the occupiers and clear our territory from their evil and senseless crimes.
In sport, and Nick Kyrgios has been issued a total fine of nearly $47,000 for several related incidents during his clash with Jannik Sinner at the Miami Open. The Australian did not have a good run against Sinner, complaining about the speed of the court early in the match and then battling a very vocal crowd that umpire Carlos Bernardes had trouble calming down. Kyrgios, who's had issues with Bernardes in the past, criticised the umpire openly for this, and tore into him after the match on social media. This resulted in the outspoken player's largest fine of the match, nearly $27,000, for verbal abuse, alongside smaller fines for unsportsmanlike conduct and audible obscenity. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a partly cloudy day with an expected top of 28 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, a light shower or two and 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, showers and windy, also 18. Sydney, much the same, 20 degrees. Newcastle, showers becoming windy and also 20 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a sunny day and 33. And in Darwin, it'll be partly cloudy with an expected top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.